United Methodist Church. Woo. I guess my mic is on now. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. And our mission statement is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. In the way of announcements, I would direct your attention to the back page of the bulletin. A couple that I will highlight here is that Lenten Bible study will be held in Wesley Hall on Wednesday, the 24th at 2 p.m. And we will have a Red Cross blood drive will be held in Wesley Hall on Thursday from 12:30 to 6:15. Also, remind you that there are upcoming pop-up food pantries on February the 25th from 3 to 3:30 in Brown City at Kohler Propane. And on Friday, February 26th, in Marlette at the St. Elizabeth Catholic Church. And on Saturday, the 27th, at 9:30 in Marlette at the VFW Hall. Okay.
Grief share.
What?
Grief share, please.
Grief share. Okay, the grief share will begin on Monday, tomorrow, at 6 p.m. in Wesley Hall, and contact Pastor Sue to register so she can get a book for you. Okay, let me shuffle my papers here a little bit. Prayer concerns, keeping your prayers, Gayla Eagle, Carrie Gentry, Sherry Patterson, and Marion Schiller is on my list, but I think I see her right back here in the congregation, so I think that qualifies as an answer to prayer. And also, keeping your prayers, the people in Texas who are dealing with the severe winter weather down there, which they are not used to or prepared for. Also, Aaron Moore and Deb Darling gave me an announcement here that we are building a snowman at the medical care facility at 2 p.m. today. She says to dress warm and bring items to dress snowmen with. Okay. Also, I'd like to announce that Connie Ellis and Maxine Hobson both have birthdays coming up this week. We won't get into details on those for ladies. I think that's all of the announcements that I had. Unless I've missed something, which is entirely possible.
So I'm just going to add one, because we're also not quite on the air yet. I am just so grateful and thankful that Crystal offered to play today. It's good to have you here, and thank you for your talent and your gift. We always love to hear you. So, yes, welcome. Weather's on, so we've got a minute or so. It's just good to have you all back. Well, the ones that are here, thank you. It's good to be back, yes? Please note that I'm far enough away. I can't wear a mask with this. Otherwise, it's kind of hanging here and there. I will try to be cautious, but when I'm out there, I will wear a mask. It is required. Social distancing is required. This is great, though. We don't have that many pews that are still open. Hopefully that will get... We're on the air. All right. So, welcome again.
Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Songs this morning are Holy Ground and Jesus' Name Above All Names.
Stand and sing, but only if you keep your mask on.
Thank you.
Please join me in the call to worship. I will give the lines in regular print and the highlighted ones we will all say. Lift up your souls to the Lord.
We lift them up to our God, in whom we trust.
Make us to know your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths.
Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation. The invocation, let me pray. O God, our deliverer, you led your people of old through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide now the people of your church, that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Jesus tempted in the desert. Thank you, Crystal. You may be seated. Going to have the kids come up. See if I can put this on for... Maybe. Maybe not. All right, how are you guys today? Good. I'll go stand down in front of you. How's that? All right. Are you glad to be back in the sanctuary? Yeah? Well, today's story talks about Jesus being baptized. Now, we talked about Jesus being baptized way back in January. Do you know who baptized him? You remember? That's hard, isn't it? That's a long time ago. How about John? John the Baptist? Yeah. Yeah, you remember that name now, don't you? Yeah. And he was in the Jordan River. And do you know what happened when John laid his hands on him and baptized him with the water? Do you know what came out of heaven? It was a bird, a dove, and came floating right on him. And when the bird came down, the dove came down, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I think Jesus was probably filled with the Holy Spirit, but this is something for us to be able to see. And we're remembering this scripture this morning, but then there's a few added scripture phrases, verses to that. So after Jesus is baptized, he goes out into the wilderness. Do you know how many days he goes out for? Take a guess. Between 1 and 50. Mom's good. You've been talking about this. You know, and today we're in the Lenten season of 40 days, but they don't include Sundays. Did you know that? You were talking about it. Mom, you're so good. And I hope that you're listening on the radio that you know that we're in that Lenten season. Have you done your Lent calendar yet? Have you started on Ash Wednesday? Well, we just kind of keep that one quiet, right? We have a calendar, and you can scratch it off and see what every day is through the 40 days, okay? All right, remember, 40 is a pretty important number in the Bible, 40 days. So Jesus goes out in the wilderness. The wilderness is kind of like a desert. He's out there, and there's angels out there, but there's also wild animals. Ooh, I'd be a little scared, wouldn't you? Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out there with wild animals. And the devil, Satan, tempts Jesus. Do you know what tempt means? Being tempted? If I put... Go ahead. Yeah, you really want to do it. That's that. Tempted. You're really wanting to do that. Oh, can I have that cookie? I'm going to get my hand in the cookie jar before dinner. The cookies are calling your name. I'm being tempted. They look so good, but you're not supposed to have one yet. That's being tempted. Jesus is tempted three times by the Satan, by devil. But you know what he does? He doesn't fall for any of that. He doesn't give in. Doesn't go for the cookie. Of course, those were other things that he was tempted by. But for you and I, not to get that sweet, that piece of cake or pie or cookie, to be tempted. Okay? So I want you to know this week and throughout the 40 days that this time is for us to turn to God, repent, meaning that we aren't going to do something that is wrong. Now, we're not perfect, are we? No. Do we fail sometimes? Yeah. We all do. But if we can try to repent, turn away. Repent means turn away from what we have done wrong and try not to do it again if we happen to do it, okay? Can you guys do that for me throughout these 40 days? We should always do that. But we're really looking at it in this Lenten season, okay? All right. Let's pray, and then I'll give you your bulletins. Lord God, we thank you that you gave us Jesus to show us the way that when we're tempted, we can say no. But Lord, it's really hard and it's difficult for us human beings. So help us that we will stay away from doing wrong and help us to do what is right and not to be tempted to do those things that aren't pleasing to you. And so we thank you for our children, and we ask that you bless them. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, here's your bulletins. All right, thank you. You can go back. And we welcome little Ada May, who is sleeping so well. And she's out how long?
2 months.
2 months? Oh, my gosh. Time goes by.
This morning's Old Testament reading is a Psalm of David, and it's Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you not to let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. But shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Amen. Thank you. Today we are praying for sweet impressions as we pray for our community, those that we lifted in our before the service. Continue to pray for those and those that are unspoken. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Oh, holy and gracious God, we just ask that you help us during this Lenten season, that we can look within ourselves, that we can see our wrongs, to change our attitude, to do what is right and pleasing to you, O Lord. We pray and lift up our brothers and sisters who are hurting, who have had surgery or illness, been in the hospital, are recovering. We ask, Lord, that you bathe them and continue to place your hand on them and heal their body, their mind, their soul. And Lord, we pray not only for those that are having issues with the weather, but those in Texas and the South and here all over, that they can be warm, that they can have shelter, that they can have electricity and power. And Lord, help us to reach out and help where we can help, not only in prayer, but by digging in our pockets, by reaching out and giving food to food pantries. Lord God, you are so almighty, and there's so many people that are hurting, that don't have jobs yet, or finances are hurt, are just shot. Maybe their business has closed. So Lord, we come before you and we ask to have mercy on all your people, to be able to give them and provide for them their needs. We pray in our Lenten season that our souls can turn to you, to seek you, to ask for your guidance and your forgiveness, to repent and believe and trust you in all things. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may stay seated if you want as we sing Jesus Walk This Lonesome Valley. Scripture reading this morning is out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 9 to 15. At that time, Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Now, you haven't been in the sanctuary, and I've been here preaching from the sanctuary. What you don't know is I've been sitting and not standing. because I'm still having a little bit of breathing issues, and I can't stand, and I didn't sing that last song because I knew I wouldn't have enough breath to be able to give you the message if I did. And I'm feeling a little winded right now. It's just back to trying to be back to normal, and I'm not, and we're not, right? So I'm going to sit in front of you this morning. This is a repeat of some of what we heard in January. After we have the wise men come, and the next week Jesus is baptized, and then he begins his ministry. Mark focuses back on that story to remind us who Jesus is before he sent out into the wilderness. And when he begins his ministry, Jesus is poured out the Holy Spirit. A dove comes and lands on him. Now, we can think in the scripture, why was Jesus Christ having to be poured out the Holy Spirit? Because he's also God. Also the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus. The three in one, the Trinity. So why in the world would he have to be baptized? But for Jesus, there was a reason. He was making a decision that this was now the time to begin his ministry. And so when we, a lot of times, we have our little ones, and sometimes we grow up and we're not baptized until we're adults or older youth, whatever it may be when we're in our journey. But the Holy Spirit is poured out on us. And so we connect with Jesus that he too was baptized and that he was given the Holy Spirit in order to show us that that is part of a decision of his journey in his faith and in his ministry. So we too, when we're baptized, hopefully our parents baptize us when we're young, and that they teach us. When we're older and we are baptized as a youth or an older child or even as an adult, we pray that that is a time for us to know God and to understand who he is and accept him. So there was actually four reasons Jesus was baptized. That was the first one, making that decision to go into ministry. The second was the movement of that day. John was baptizing people, but he was baptizing with water and bringing them to know about Christianity, bringing them to know the good news of what God can do in their lives. And so Jesus was moved with that movement so that he too would be able to do the ministry as John had taught way before. The third piece was approval. And when I was reading in the commentaries, I was kind of thinking, well, they're going to say the identification that is Jesus is the beloved son. But it's the third one, that he was approved by God when the voice said, "This is my son whom I love, who I am well pleased." He wanted to show the authority of who Jesus Christ was. "This is my son." He has now the authority to do the ministry that he is going to be doing. And the fourth reason Jesus was baptized is so that he could have that Holy Spirit coming on him. The commentaries actually use the word equipment. I'm like, why equipment? Equipped, maybe? Equipped with the Holy Spirit, as we are equipped with the Holy Spirit to be able to do God's work. So four reasons Jesus was baptized: decision, identification, approval, and equipment, being equipped. And as always in Mark's scriptures, he will say it at once or immediately, quickly. Mark always uses those words. In this particular scripture, he uses at once. As soon as that Holy Spirit landed on Jesus and God spoke to him, Jesus was ready to go out into the wilderness and do his work. The Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. As I said, with the kids, the wilderness could be a place where it's more desert. When I was in Israel, when we went on our tours, they took us to the place where Jesus was tempted. So it was more desert. That's what a lot of Israel is anyway, is desert land. And so he's out in the wilderness, and the scriptures tell us that there were wild animals, but there were also angels there. The angels could have been there to protect him, from what I read. But the wild animals were there as Satan. Now, I sure wouldn't want to be in that place. Like the kids we were talking, no way. I wouldn't want to be there with wild animals. I like to go to the zoo where I can see them when they're on the other side of the fence, right? But Jesus was out there. And as he's out there, Satan wants to tempt him. He was tempted by Satan. Now, I'm going to tell you, the scripture, the commentaries will say it may not have been a 40 days, literal 40 days. But we practice it as 40 days. I'm so glad you share this with your children. 40 days of Lent, excluding Sundays. Sundays are not included. As part, 40 days is a number in the Bible. You know, Moses was out in the wilderness for 40 days. Jesus is out in the wilderness for 40 days. There's 40 days in there, whether it was actually 40 days or not. But while he was out there, he prayed and he fasted. There was no food. And he was tempted. Now, I know when I don't get enough sleep and I'm tempted by something, what happens? I may give in. I may get grouchy, right? Are you with me? What if you don't get enough food? I mean, can you? I can't go a day without food, but I have sugar issues. But if we're fasting and we're fasting for 40 days, I'd probably be grouchier than I'll get out. Some of you may already say you're grouchy now. But Jesus withstood because he had God. He was out there to have a relationship with his Father, to be in communion with him, to talk with him, to go, this is the beginning of my ministry. What is it that you want me to do? And he says, in 14 and 15, after John is in prison, Jesus goes to Galilee. He leaves the wilderness and he goes to proclaim the good news. The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near, and repent and believe the good news. Now, if we would have had our service here on Ash Wednesday, when we put the ashes on your head, your forehead, and make the sign of the cross, the words that we say is repent and believe. Repent and believe. Because we are to change from our bad habits. I hope I'm not the only one that has bad habits. We're to change from our bad habits to something that is pleasing to God. Repent. Change your ways. Oh, almost every day I go to God and go, oh, I failed again, Lord. I just wasn't the person you want me to be. Help me, Lord. Keep my mouth shut when I need to keep my mouth shut. Speak when I need to speak. Speak kindly when I do speak. We all know this, right? But do we always do that? I see a couple of heads shaking. Nope. I'm glad I'm not alone. So, when Jesus is tempted, in the Hebrew word, it talks about being an adversary. Is that right? I didn't say that right. Adversary. That's the word. Thank you. Adversary. An adversary comes at us all the time. I believe we're tempted too. For me, I'm tempted to have a Coke when I shouldn't be having more Cokes. Sometimes we're tempted with sweets. Sometimes we're tempted just to say something because it really is getting our boiling point. Are we not all tempted? But are we supposed to be tempted? Well, if Jesus was tempted, I tell you what, we're going to be tempted. Jesus was perfect and he could say no. We are not perfect, but we can say no. Boy, why is that hard? That is so difficult to always do every single moment, every single day, to be that perfect person and please God with everything you say and do, right? Ooh, but that's what he wants us to do, because the kingdom of God has come near. The good news is that he shares not only then, but with us today, is truth, peace, hope, God's promise, salvation. How do we get that good news if we're not perfect? We go to Jesus Christ and we repent and we say, God, help me to believe and do what is right. Right? Do what is right. Because there is good news. There is hope. Many of us may not have found that hope in this COVID period. You haven't been able to come in the sanctuary. That's not very hopeful. I hope today that you feel like there's a little hope. That we're getting a little bit farther, better, improving. But see, Jesus Christ has always been there. It's always been there. The hope has always been there because Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and I, that we may repent, that we may be saved, we can have salvation. The good news of hope with God having eternal life as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. To know that God's promise is that he is always with us. Even when we're at the bottom of the barrel and those trials are coming and we're being tempted and tempted and tempted, when Jesus was tempted, God was still right there with him. So God is still right there with us today. Amen? So we can have hope. I don't know if things will ever get back to normal. I'm not sure we will have a normal for a while. But I do know this. One normal thing is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus Christ is with us always. And he says the truth. He is the truth and the way and the life. In this season of Lent, in this 40 days, we are to turn to him. Like Jesus went out in the wilderness, we are to turn in our own life, in our own hearts, and say, what needs to be cleaned out? What needs to be repented of? What do we need to believe in? Where are we in our Christian journey? And where does God want you to be? And how do you get there? This Lenten season is for you and I to be able to seek and find those answers. I pray that, I know they were passing out devotional books, so I hope everybody's got their devotional book that was here, or they already had it earlier. Read those devotionals. They're from your congregation, our congregation, your people, that have maybe had trials and temptations and have come through with hope, with knowing Jesus Christ. So today we remember that Jesus sat with his disciples on that day long after he was in the wilderness and before he went to the cross, and he sat with his disciples and he said to them as they were eating their meal, "This bread is my body, which is broken for you. And this blood is my blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And when we partake in it, I want you to remember what I've done for you. What I've done for you. He sought God in his ministry. And then he teaches. And he tells the good news. And he brings his disciples to be with him in that last night before he dies. And gives them hope. We have hope. It's not quite the same as our bread and juice that we normally come to, but you have your little cup. And you peel off that little cup because it's the body of Christ broken for you. And so let's take that bread and remember that this is Christ's body. He walked. Yeah, you're going to have to take your mask down to take that. That's okay. Just put it back on when we're done. Take that bread and remember that this is Christ's body broken for you. If you need help, we'll help you. Just lift your hand. And then pull the big tab off with the juice. And remember that this is Christ's body broken for you. And his blood is shed for you. Oh Lord, we thank you for this body and bread that was given to us. Remembering that Christ went to the cross for our sins. And that he's poured out his body, his blood for us. That we can know that the time is near, that we seek him. That we know who Jesus is and know his authority. And that he's always with us. Lord, forgive us when we sin and help us and guide us and lead us not into temptation, Lord, as we pray, but to do the right thing, to help others, to be kind, to be you for all mankind, all humankind. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen. There's baskets in the back. When you leave, you can take your cups back and put them in the basket in the back. We've had the offering. I hope that you put your offering in as you came in. I think I put mine back there. Yep. I stand for the doxology, please. Lord, we pray for these gifts that have been given, that they may be used to continue and further the kingdom of God here on earth, to do the ministry so others know the good news of truth and peace and hope and your promise and salvation. So we give them to you and we ask that you bless them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This last song may be a little new. We've sang it before. It is a Lenten song. Lord, who throughout these 40 days... Boy, it's good to have you here. As you go through these 40 days of Lenten, I pray. I think of each one of you and I pray that you will take seriously your faith and your journey, that you will grow in this time. We'll have the Lenten Bible study on Wednesdays at 2. If you can't make it then and you want a different time, let me know. Yes, it's important for us to grow and know who we are, but more importantly, to know who Jesus Christ is. I pray that this Lent season will just overflow with the Holy Spirit in each one of us. That we are equipped to be His hands and feet and to go and share that good news. To be kind with one another. To love one another. Can't quite hug each other yet. But to remember. And to remember those that couldn't come today or are not ready to come today. I believe that you go out from here. Repent of what you've done wrong. That old attitude, I know I have to. And believe in the good news. And Jesus Christ is here for you. Go and enjoy. Because Christ is leading you. And He's here. And if you want to have fun, the children and youth are going to be with Deb and Aaron at the medical care facility at 2 o'clock. If you want to make a snowman, bring some items and they're going to decorate. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.